Nick, do you want to go first since you know, since your boner is fully formed?
Welcome to Geeks Without God with Molly Glover, Nick Glover, and Tim Wick.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We don't recognize moral authority. We don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
This week on Geeks Without God, we have a Geeky Boners episode. It's right before Thanksgiving, so they actually have a lot to do with Thanksgiving, and it's after Thanksgiving now, but you'll get the idea.
We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God. We're geeks without God.
Welcome to Geeks Without God. I'm your host, Molly Glover, joined as always by my co-hosts, Nick Glover. And Tim Wick.
I cannot burp on command. I'm sorry.
And today we are throbbing, tumescent, hard, and ready to give you our boners. Our geeky boners. What is a geeky boner? Perhaps this is the first time you've listened to our podcast. I'm sorry. The geeky boner is an episode where we talk about the thing that's got us super engaged right now. It's got us, we might say, metaphorically hard. We're very excited about this thing. It's our
engaged
special.
Engaged or engorged?
Engorged. That's the word I was trying to think of. And I came up with it.
They both work. They both work.
My brain was like, you're on the air. Just say it. let's talk about what we're into right now, because as we know, as geeks, our likes and hobbies are myriad. They change. They can be mercurial. Nick, what's got your hyper focus right now?
Yeah. So we're recording this the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Molly and I are hosting Thanksgiving for my family for the first time. This is also the largest number of guests we've had in our home. And probably the first time we've hosted a family event other than like my sister's high school graduation party, I think, which was all outdoors completely.
And for which we didn't provide the food. Like there was right, like, yeah, that Chipotle was catered. Yeah, it was a different thing. Yeah.
So this year we're doing that. It's exciting. We're preparing. Molly made a judgment call early on and was like, look, we're probably not going to have the oven space in our galley kitchen to pull this off comfortably.
Not if you want a turkey.
I think we should buy this smoker. And she picked a specific Traeger.
I did my research. 575 Pro,
I think it is. Mm-hmm. And she picked a smoker and she's like, I did a bunch of research. It's like $200 off right now. This is the one to go with. And what do you think? And I'm not a grill guy. I'm not a smoker guy. Molly's brother is a big like grill and smoker guy. Molly's the grill master. But she convinced me. I'm into it. I followed up her research and stuff. So we got this smoker. I put it together. We did a test. The season it where you run it for a long time at a low and then a high temperature to season the whole grill. And then we did a test cook with some chicken thighs the other night for dinner. I have since bought a thermal, I'm just going to say like a winter jacket for the cooker to help keep the temperature more even in because it's going to be probably
20 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 degrees on Thanksgiving. And we're going to cook our turkey outdoors because we're brilliant Minnesotans. But it's a pellet smoker. I don't know shit about smokers before this at all, Tim, but now I have a casual passing knowledge.
He's a smoker dad now.
Oh boy. So it has like a hopper that you fill with wood pellets, and we're using cherry wood, but you could get like hickory or you know, whatever the fuck, apple wood. And it has an auger that slowly adds these wood pellets into a little combustion bin where it has like an igniter that it electronically heats up to ignite this. And then there's a fan that blows to stoke those flames and to raise the heat. And so it has a thermometer in the heating chamber. It has a fan to stoke the fire and it has an auger to feed in solid fuel. And you just set the temperature and the thing fucking just feeds itself wood pellets to keep at that temperature.
That's pretty sweet.
And it has a spot to plug in a probe to put like a temperature probe in your food. But we have a wireless thermometer probe that Bluetooth that we're going to use instead for the turkey. Maybe we'll use that and the other probe for, you know, dual duty. But then the whole thing hooks up to your Wi-Fi to send you push notifications.
Of course it hooks up to your Wi-Fi.
So you can say, like, heat up to 350 and let me know when you get there. And it'll shoot you a text message or whatever and say, hey, I hit 350.
Hey, buddy, come on out. Check out these chicken thighs. Yeah.
And then you can throw on an alert for, like, time-based. Like, cook for 15 minutes and come back to me. And it'll do that. And then you can also say cook until the probe temperature hits a certain time, or temperature. So you can make sure you get your steak just right or your turkey isn't going to kill on everyone and that sort of thing. So we've been getting that all set. I kind of redid the wiring and cabling in our backyard deck area to accommodate it and get it into a good spot. I've also been, we have this, when we first bought the house, there was this busted ass pergola on our deck that I have been rehabilitating and we've been painting and turning it into a nice cozy place. So I had a project in the last week where I put up curtain rods. I added curtain rods to all four sides so that we can put weighted curtains all around it to have like a little bit of protection from the wind and we can be near the smoker and have like a heater or a little portable fire in there. And just, I want us to be able to enjoy our beautiful yard despite winter. And
six
so
the, months out of the year and, being pretty right. inhibitable.
Yeah, we put too much effort and investment into our backyard to not be able to enjoy it because it's fucking cold. God damn it, I refuse. So the smoker is a part of that too. And so now in 2 days, we're going to cook a fucking turkey. We'll let you know how it goes, but
yeah, I can't wait to hear how it goes. Are you going to make a brisket at some point? You're going to.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to do that as our test, but it said it takes 9 hours. And I was like,
yeah, brisket's a pretty long process.
Yeah. Eventually, there will be many smoked meats.
Yeah.
Because smoked meats are delicious.
Smoke some cheese, smoked wings. I'll smoke a bunch of peppers from the garden and then turn them.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think smoked cheese wouldn't take very long because wouldn't
Probably
it?
Not.
Yeah. I mean, it'd melt.
You can make bread on it. There's a recipe for how to bake bread on it.
Bread in a smoker. Smoked bread.
Fun, right? Yeah. That sounds like a good
time. My boner is smoky and hot and thick with meat and gristle.
Thick with meat.
I'm married to you, and that was a very unappetizing thing to say. Tim, speaking of people I'm not married to, tell me about your boner.
Yeah. I just go to Disney World too many times, but a friend of ours who we've gone to Disney World before, was going to Disney right at the beginning of December, and her daughter was supposed to go with, and her daughter canceled. And so she was like, hey, Tim and Pat, do you want to go with? And we're like, okay. So the day after Thanksgiving. So Saturday after Black Friday, there's a Bill show on Friday. I'll be there for that. Then the next morning we are going to Disney World for just a short trip, 4 days. But the reason it's exciting is because they really decorate Disney World for Christmas amazingly well.
It's crazy.
Aww.
It is crazy. I mean, the crowds are kind of nuts, but we're actually planning on not spending a lot of time standing in lines for rides. What we're going to do is actually go around to a lot of the hotels about a dozen of them have unique gingerbread castles that they all build.
Holiday shopping.
It's real gingerbread. What do you mean? You walk in. You walk into the lobby, and the whole place smells like gingerbread. It's real fucking gingerbread.
Is it like a castle you can go through, or is it like just the size, like really big, but you can't, like, it's not like it's built around a tunnel or anything?
It depends on the hotel. So the Grand Floridian has the biggest one, and that is literally a gingerbread house that you can walk through. But like the Boardwalk Hotel, which is all sort of themed to like Coney Island, it has a gingerbread merry-go-round in it. And there's another one that has like a train set that runs through a gingerbread village. So they all do it a little bit different. And they're different every year. So the one at Grand Floridian, It's their 25th year, so as their 25th anniversary, they're gonna doll it up extra. And I've been very careful not to look at any pictures online because I wanna experience it in person the first time. So they also do, and it's extra money, but they do like special holiday events. Mm. So they do something called Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, which is an after hours event, which means there aren't as many people in the park, which means there's not as long a line for the rides. But it also means they do like a special Christmas parade. And I think their nighttime parades are pretty fucking awesome. So I enjoy going to those, and special fireworks. And then also they just started last year doing an after hours party at Hollywood Studios called Jollywood.
Jollywood.
And it's keyed more towards adults. So it's a lot more, it's sort of like set in the Hollywood of like the 1930s, 1940s. A lot of people actually dress up for it.
Lots of communist hunting.
Yeah. We're going to
asking everybody if they're communists.
Yeah. Well, and you know, we'll just ask around. And if anybody's a communist, I think there's a place you can report it there. I think that's part of the whole thing.
So.
Yeah. But, they've got like, dance parties, which not my thing, but at the same time, the music they're playing sounds pretty cool. And it just sounds like a fun way to spend a night. So we're going to both of those special events. We've got time planned out to go to pretty much all the hotels that have really nice Christmas decorations. One of the things that I've been doing the last few times I've gone to Disney is a friend of the show, Mark Lazarchuk. He sometime when I'm there, he always is like, send me a picture of where you are right now. And so I started the first, it was about 2 years ago. I sent him a picture of a bathroom and I said, what bathroom is this? Where is this bathroom? And for the remainder of the trip, I would just send him pictures of bathrooms and say, where is this bathroom? And if it was a place I didn't think he knew, I made sure there was like in the background, a picture of a restaurant or something. So if he actually worked at it, he would be able to figure out where the frickin' bathroom was. And I've just been carrying it through. I've sent him pictures of one trip. I sent him pictures of ride queues and was, where is this ride queue? What ride is this queue for? So this time I'm going to send him pictures of Christmas decorations and tell him to give me specifics on where the Christmas decorations are located. Which is, I don't know.
Like, can you find the Tinkerbell in this photo? And just make it up. Just be like, just make it up. Be like, can you find the whatever in this photo? There's two of them actually. And just like,
actually there was one time that I was there when they were, it was the Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot. So they have all sorts of topiaries. So I just sent him pictures of topiaries and said, which of the World Showcase pavilions is this topiary located in? And I sent him a picture of a pavilion where there was with no topiary. And I was like, you should know which one this is by the fact there's no topiary. he couldn't figure it out. It's Morocco, because Morocco is a Muslim country and they don't do graven images as we discussed on an episode not so long ago.
But Tim, that was for the Bible.
I like this idea, and I think I'm going to start doing this to Mark. At Disney World, I'm just going to be like at the Mall of America, take a picture of a urinal and be like, hey,
Mark,
buddy,
where's this bathroom?
Figure it out. Are you at Disney World? I'll be like, no, man. I'm to the Cinnabon.
And so now, okay, am I correct in that you are also going to Disney then in January, right?
Yeah, we're also going.
Then you get to see, it's kind of cool because you're going to get to see all this Christmas stuff and then like, you're going to be back and it's going to be fucking gone.
And another reason that we're going, that we were like, yeah, let's go now, is because my favorite ride at Disney World is Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. It closes on January 6th and we are going to be in Disney on January 11th. It's closing for over a year because they're doing a big new Thunder land Mountain. Behind Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. They're doing a villain land behind Big Thunder Mountain Railroad. Oh. So they're closing down Big Thunder Mountain to build the pathways that have to go around or through Big Thunder Mountain. So by going this weekend, we're actually going to get to ride Big Thunder Mountain before it closes for a year. So that's kind of a...
That's Disney telegraphing the Trump election win before it actually happened.
I know it, and it's
year of the villain.
Hopefully they'll put the Hall of Presidents into villain land as well.
That would be funny. Because like they're not wrong.
No,
much
no, no.
Yes to a man, I can say that, and it's not. they're all men.
Still all men. Not all men, unless you're at the Hall of Presidents. Then, yes, all men.
Well, that's awesome. That sounds super fun. And then you get to be back in time for real Christmas, not Disney.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be back in time for real Christmas. I actually have to come back because I've got a big, big catering thing that I'm doing for work. The day after I get back, I'm going to be working all day. It'll be great.
Oh, fun.
It'll be great.
What you did at the Hall of Presidents is
burn it down.
Well, yes, but every president that has committed a war crime needs to make a note of that whenever they show them.
They give them a little hat.
And then, like, every president that participated in a genocide also needs to be identified. And then, like, just in case there are any presidents that have ever been a convicted felon, they should highlight that as well.
They should wear a little hat that says...
A little dunce cap.
That
just says, I did a genocide.
I did a war crimes.
I did a genocide. That'd be great. That'd be great. I'd go back to the Hall of Presidents if that happened. Otherwise, no thanks.
You think they're going to make his mannequin fatter and older? It doesn't look like he did then. I'll tell you that much. I know because he was using his old picture on the election nights and it was a war crime. It was ridiculous. You aren't that.
Yes, yes. Every war crime.
Everything's a war crime. I'm a liberal online.
Hey, Molly.
Yes.
Why don't you enlighten us?
Yeah. What's your boner?
Boner.
Well, my boner, boys. Well, mine's actually tangentially related to Nick's.
Our boner boys.
Not my boner boys. Whisper in backpack. So yes, we are doing this, as you mentioned, Nick, this gigantic Thanksgiving meal. And I've cooked a giant Thanksgiving meal for just me and Nick for the last, ever since 2020. 2021, we went to your mom's, but for most years, we've decided to stay home, just the two of us, because we've ended up being kind of
everybody else.
Thanksgiving orphans by choice. And it's been fun. But I have never cooked for this many people before. And I decided that I was going to cook everything myself because of my onion situation. I have a dislike and hate of onions. And so this is a way that I can control that in my house. But also, I love to cook and I'm very excited to cook for everybody. So the thing about Thanksgiving dinner is it is the ultimate planning thing. And I am a planner and I love to plan. So
do you have a Thanksgiving spreadsheet?
I don't do spreadsheets. I'm an analog girl. So I do it on paper and I have all my last years of bullet journals where I've done this spread on paper and I color code it and I write all the different times and temperatures and what needs to start when. And so tonight or tomorrow morning, I'm going to consult the oracles of the Thanksgiving's past. And I also afterward write in the margins, like what fucked up, right?
Right.
This wasn't long enough or this got cold or whatever else. So I'm hoping that this year will go off perfectly, but I'm not going to freak out if it doesn't.
Her notes are more like the folks on Great British Bake Off when they have their timeline and their notes in front of them. That's how Molly rolls.
I was supposed to start the buttercream 5 minutes ago.
I'm on step 14 of 73. You know, like
the finals of that are tonight.
So the thing is too, it just happens to coincide with right now at work. In my job, I am also like a project manager. And so I'm doing a whole bunch of schedule building at work too. So it's actually, I probably would have gotten started on the Thanksgiving scheduling a little sooner if it hadn't been for all the work scheduling because I have so much schedule brain I can use up. And then by the end of the day, I'm a little tired. But what I'm most excited about is it's silly, but I love my bullet journal. I really enjoy. I don't do a ton of the fancy spreads. I think I've talked about that before on here. That you see whenever you look on Instagram. If you look at bullet journal as a hashtag on Instagram, you're gonna feel bad about yourself because it's a bunch of people who don't have. And all they do is spend time creating these very artistic, lovingly done spreads. And my shit's black pen with maybe some colored pencils. I've tried all the different fancy things and it never works out. But what I really like doing is figuring out the system. And I kind of just make it up as I go, which means my flow charts are very weird and organic. And it kind of means only I can read them. But it is something I'm really looking forward to. I love the challenge of cooking something that's timed. I like cooking more than baking. Cooking is very organic and it comes very naturally to me. Mm. Baking is a chemistry experiment that you have to nail. And even if you nail it, you can still fuck it up. But I am making everything from scratch,
stuffing is made.
I spent the last few weeks making my own chicken broth and stuff.
Oh, wow.
I made sourdough bread, which I then cubed and dried in the dehydrator, which is going to be for the stuffing. And for the topping we're making cauliflower, horseradish au gratin. We're doing stuffing, turkey, mashed potatoes. I'm going to try to make gravy, but I am going to buy one jar or two jars of gravy.
That's the safe choice, right?
Jesus, gravy's tough.
Gravy's hard to get right. It really is.
It's hard to get right. And I have a higher tolerance for a floury, grainy gravy than most people do. So I know that what I might find acceptable, others might not find acceptable. Sure. So the jar of gravy is there to save us.
So you're making stuffing without onions?
I am. Celery, and I use very finely chopped celery and mushrooms and garlic and a lot of herbs.
That sounds so good. Save me some of that shit. If there's any left, because it sounds like something that would not have anything left.
That's the thing. And I will say, I have a passion for cooking for people to prove that you don't need onions in your food.
Yeah.
You don't even need onion powder. I've had people be like, I don't know. I just don't think it could be good without it. It's like, let me fucking show you.
Yeah.
How good it can be without it.
Now that's what drives me nuts about stuffing is it always has onions in it. And I'm with you. I just don't like onions in my food.
Nick doesn't like the texture of them, which is good. It's like I'm depriving him of the onions he loves, which is nice. He can't have pork, and I also don't love pork. So it actually worked out really nice. Yeah, no sausage. I'm the one thing I'm on the fence about is I might roast chestnuts to add to the stuffing. Mm. But we're gonna see.
Roasted chestnuts are pretty good. I had those for the first time a couple of years ago. Yep. They are tasty.
I've got fresh chestnuts in the fridge, but to roast them, I would have to do a bunch of work tomorrow. So we'll see.
But you got a smoker. You could roast them in the smoker.
I have a smoker, which might work for the chestnuts. That might be kind of cool.
I'm going to look it up.
But we'll see. But bottom line, the house is going to be mostly clean, but the food's going to be really good. That's what matters the most.
Well, that sounds great. I do not have big plans for Thanksgiving.
I will save you some stuffing.
All right. I'm excited. I'm not lying. I am excited about the prospect of trying that stuffing.
It'll be great.
Yeah.
These are our boners, and now you've seen them. You've heard about them, at least. You've heard them described to you, and maybe you've been picturing them. Or maybe you're one of the people who can't picture things in your head, in which case I'm glad that you didn't have to picture Tim's boner.
Yeah. I try not to think about my own boners.
Poor neglected Tim Tony. Not even Tim.
Womp womp.
Well, there's no womp womp. Thank you so much. I hope that you all, by the time you've listened to this, your Thanksgiving has occurred. So I hope that you had a good one. And I hope that you're getting ready for whatever holiday you celebrate in December. There's a lot of them, and they're all real fun. So we have been Geeks Without God. If you wanted to listen to us a little early, maybe a lot early, you could always drop us some money on Patreon. And you can also send us any questions you want us to answer on the air. Send us any topics you would like us to hear about. We'd be happy to do that. We're still on every 2 weeks through the end of the year. Maybe a little beyond that. We shall see. But until then, we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye. As it is now post-Thanksgiving, I can confirm Molly gave me some of her stuffing, and it was delicious.
We're geeks, we're geeks, we're geeks without God. Authority, we don't accept divine superiority. We're geeks, geeks without God.
Need more Geeks Without God? Go to our website, read our blog posts, find us on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter @Geeks Without God. Social media!
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
We're geeks.
We're geeks without God.
We're geeks.
Geeks without God.
We knocked it out.